I'm Sarah Austin Jeunesse, The Moth's executive producer and longtime host of The Moth Podcast. Every week, we share true stories told live and without notes by real people from all walks of life. Stories about disastrous haircuts, May-December romances, photographing Pluto, fighting for justice, and so much more. Some stories make you laugh, some make you think, and many stay with you long after they're told. Discover the power of story. Follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
WBEN presents your home improvement tip of the week. With me, Dominic Cortese, ceramic and more recently porcelain tile was once thought of in just purely functional terms. The colors might change, but the format generally remained the same. Product options were similarly limited, with sheets of rectangular mosaics for kitchen backsplashes and 4-inch squares for the bathroom. Now, these days have passed to the pleasure of many designers, and now homeowners have a sometimes overwhelming range of options to choose from. For at least one trend spotter, in fact, today's broad range of products is making it difficult to actually spot trends. It used to be very definite what was in and what was out. What we're seeing now is a lot of available choices, and sometimes it makes it difficult to identify current trends. That's according to Lindsay Waldrop. She's the marketing vice president for the Crossville Tile Company, but she sees millennial homebuyers relishing at all their available choices. I think the younger generations purchasing their first homes now were raised with an attitude that rules were just suggestions when it comes to design, she says, and today's broad product lineup is offering up many suggestions to consider. The rapid entry of porcelain products into the U.S. market has only added to homeowners' design decisions. While the materials was once originally promoted over ceramic tile for its low water absorption rate and thorough body finishes, designers say these differences rarely come into play in wall applications, and in the end, most buyers are most interested in just appearance. People are very familiar now with the term porcelain, but they're really looking for something that's going to look great and fit their budget. Makes sense, right? Hey, if you missed any of this report, if you want to hear it again, simply go to radio.com. It'll be there for you, and I will be here for you at 10 a.m. with another edition of Hammer Time Radio, 30 years on WBEN.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.